The eastern end of the Pony Express was in St. Joseph, Missouri. You can still go and see the stables yet today. So where was the other end of the route? We go there on today's American Countryside, sponsored by AgroLiquid. No matter how you apply fertilizer, AgroLiquid products will maximize your yield potential. Go to agroliquid.com.
Well, you waited, debated, scratched your head, and bided your time, but now it's absolutely necessary. You need to make a decision. We know you want it all. Low price, efficiency, fantastic yield potential. We get it. AgroLiquid understands you need to maximize those input dollars. Our products are formulated to keep expensive nutrients available and usable to your crop, no matter how you apply fertilizer, no matter when. AgroLiquid products will maximize your yield potential effectively and economically. Learn more at agroliquid.com.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of the nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound up in the soil. Release more nutrition. Expect more results with Titan XC from Crop Production Services. Always read and follow label directions.
In historic downtown Sacramento, you'll find a building that housed some of the most important offices in the early Western U.S.
The Hastings Building not only had Mr. Hastings Bank, which became the official city bank, it had the Auxiliary State Library, the State Supreme Court, it's the chief engineer of the Central Pacific Railroad that went over the Sierra, and the Pony Express.
Johnny Fry left St. Joseph, Missouri, headed west on the Pony Express on April 3, 1860. Meanwhile, as Sean Taylor explains, another rider was beginning the reverse of that route from Sacramento's Hastings Building headed east.
A kid by the name of Sam Hamilton with his mochila left that building with the first mail to depart for the Pony Express. Of course, we leave out the part where it came from the steamer, the Antelope, from San Francisco to Sacramento, because the first ride, the first true ride, was from Sacramento.
And when the mail arrived in Sacramento from St. Joseph, he made another historic jaunt back to the coast.
He was taking the leg into Sacramento to great cheers of the public. They came in late at night, and then he again reversed the route and went back on the Antelope with his horse to deliver that portion of the mail back to San Francisco.
Although the Pony Express was short-lived, the Hastings Building here carried on the work of moving messages across the country.
It lasted 18 months. The riders could see the telegraph poles being installed along their route, so they sort of saw the end coming, and the Hastings Building eventually also housed the telegraph offices, so it became the hub for the telegraph lines.
Today, the Hastings Building is one of several historic sites in the old downtown of this city. Traveling the countryside in Sacramento, California, I'm Andrew McCrae.